on the phone now to my friend Bob Hoffman. Good evening, Bob. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. How are you?
It's a Friday night, and I have 7 minutes left in the show.
All right.
And I'm heading to the Wharton Center to see Cats, so it's
that's
a great night.
I know. Cats is starting tonight.
It is. So that's the other hat that you wear as PR manager for the Wharton Center and man about town, I might say. We're here tonight, though, to talk about epiphany.org and Pay It Forward, another great event coming up this Sunday afternoon. Tell us the time and place to get started.
The Epiphany Now Party is happening at Reno's East from 2 o'clock until 7 o'clock on Sunday, this Sunday, June 12th. Show up at 2 o'clock. We give you different unique ideas of ways that you can pass it forward in the community. Things such as writing servicemen and women letters of thank you, maybe cleaning up your neighbor's yard. You do these random acts of kindness. You ask those people then to also follow suit and do a random act of kindness for somebody else. You come back to Reno's East at 6 o'clock and you share your story.
Well, it's such an amazing, amazing event. I've been so happy and thankful to be a part of a few of them now. Every time I come, I bring some folks with me, my daughters, friends of theirs, boyfriends, that kind of thing going on. And every time they leave, they want to come back and do it again. A gentleman here in the station, LV, who's at Power 96.5, we have a couple of stations here. He came in the studio today and we were chatting and I was telling him about this. I have to tell you, Bob, he's so inspired. He's going to take a lot of this back to the Flint area with him. He thought it was amazing.
Oh, good. I'm glad we can hold Epiphany Now parties absolutely anywhere. We have a kit that we can give people that tells them how to do it and how to hold it successfully. We've held 9 parties. We've had close to 1,700 people now through all the parties. And it's pretty incredible. The energy is amazing. If you're listening and you're like, oh, I want to check it out, but I'm alone, that's okay. Come alone. A lot of people come alone. If you've got a family, it's great for kids, adults of all ages.
Well, absolutely. And one of the last times we were there was a gal who had come and was there alone. And boy, just we absorbed her pretty quickly. I'm not sure she was in for the ride that we gave her. But that's what made it so much fun to have new folks in and around and going out to do some events like this. You mentioned a few ideas off the top of them. What are some of the more unique things either that a group you've been with has done or that you have heard about when people came back?
Well, we've had a group that visited a rehabilitation home and played the piano for the residents, which was great. We've had folks go out and randomly buy gas for people, groceries, prescription drugs. They've pooled their money together to do that, so each person chipped in $3 and, you know, they had a large group. We've had people write servicemen and women thank you letters. We've had people buy pizza for the police just to say thank you. It's really about acknowledging everyone out there who, a stranger, it's just about acknowledging, you know, people that you encounter every day and with a smile, with a friendly hello, and teaching them that no matter where you are, no matter how much money you have, you can still do something nice for somebody else.
Well, and that's what I've loved about this from the beginning. As I was telling my cohort here, LV, I said it's not about any amount of money. It's about, you know, driving through the neighborhood, walking through the neighborhood. You see someone working in the yard. Hey, can we help you pull those weeds for a little bit here? I mean, it can be something as simple as that. Or in the wintertime, I remember we helped shovel some walks. You could certainly help someone mow a lawn. It doesn't have to be about money. It's about giving of yourself, and just when they thank you, you just tell them literally to pay it forward.
You give them a little card. We've got an Epiphany Now card that you give out to the people. We're not a religious organization. We're not tied to any religious organizations. We're not a political organization. We're just people helping other people.
Well, and I think sometimes, well, I'm glad you pointed that out because, you know, it people sometimes look at you like, where are you from? We're just folks out. You know what I mean? Where are you from? We're just folks out doing something nice. And they're like, really? And we're like, yep. It's as simple as that. It's truly that simple. They can get
do
more.
Do I have time to tell a real quick story?
Sure you do.
An example, somebody went to a gas station and was going to purchase gas for the next car that came in, no matter what. The next car was a Mercedes. They were like, oh, a Mercedes, you know, this guy can probably afford his own gas. But they offered to pay for it. The guy was so shaken up about it. He's like, why are you doing this? I can pay for my gas, certainly. And they're like, because we want to pass it forward. We want to do something nice, and all we ask is that you do the same. He was so inspired that he actually took the card and bought gas for other people. And that's the purpose of it. Is, you know what, if you can inspire somebody else, that's an amazing thing.
Well, it is an amazing thing. And you you had your epiphany moment, got some friends together and started this. It has grown and grown and grown. I cannot wait for the one on Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock at Reno's East. We'll gather there, get ourselves in groups, and head on out to do wonderful things in the community. As always, Bob, can't thank you enough. Looking forward to it, and hope we have the biggest crowd ever this time.
I hope so, too. Thank you so much, Cheryl, for helping me spread the word.
Oh, always a pleasure. Anytime you want to spread the word about anything, you know where to come.
Okay.
Very good. Have a great night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.